This episode is part two of the smartest video marketing trends of 2017 and one ginormous fad that really is a flop.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery. Brought to you by Wirebuzz.
You know, one of the big goals that you should have as you're listening to this podcast is how this information, these big trends, can impact your budget, your planning, your ultimate goal setting. So as we walk through these big, ginormous trends, think about them for your business. How can it be used? I like to look at it like an overhead projector. I know it sounds strange, but do you remember overhead projectors in school? And you could like lift up that translucent overhead film that the teacher would project. So when we give you one of these tips, lift it up, look at it and say, will that work for my business? Does it work for my clients? Will it help them move ROI? And if it does, start to build it into your strategy. All right. You might have already heard part one, the video marketing trends that you absolutely friggin' need to know about for 2017. This episode is the rest of the story, right? This is part two. And coming up in a few moments, we're going to talk about what you absolutely have to understand to use video to get really great results in 2017. And so stay tuned for that. But first, I want to give you a little bit of update on some of the cool things that are happening, like Wirebuzz just won a W3 award, a prestigious video marketing award for a 22Q video that we created called A Tiny Piece. Now, this video is available on our website on the show notes page. I'll tell you about it in a moment. But this video was created to spread awareness about 22q, which is a rare genetic disorder. And while it's about as common as Down syndrome, for parents that are aware of the condition and don't know what to look for, it's a really helpful video because it features people who've been personally touched by 22Q, and it provides the opportunity for them to share their stories and give advice to other parents. To watch this award-winning video and to see photos of our team celebrating and the award and the trophy, just go to the show notes page, wirebuzz.com/55 is where you can get access to that. And have you seen Saturday Night Live and Alec Baldwin's great Donald Trump impersonation? It's pretty classic stuff, isn't it? Well, how much do you think he gets paid for each episode on SNL? You got a guess? Like, I had no idea, okay, until I saw this news story that came out of Yahoo. Alec Baldwin gets paid $1,400 every episode that he's on that show. I would have thought it would have been considerably more. But as you know, Baldwin lives in New York City, and I'm sure he just relishes the opportunity to play such a legendary comical character. You know, I've always been intrigued about how people leave relationships, how they walk away from a job. And, you know, I think as a business owner, that's really where people's true character surfaces. And I wanted to give you a little bit of my perspective on this, on the hopes that it can help you as a professional, make smarter business decisions. How you leave a job is actually how you're going to be remembered. I've been obsessed or fascinated by this since January of 2001. And it happened around a seamless presidential transition of power. You know, on January 19th, 2001, I was in the White House as a reporter covering the last day of the Clinton administration. I was actually in the press room that day. I have a great photo in my home office of me standing up at the presidential podium. And I was also there as a reporter covering the Bush inauguration, W. Bush, Little Bush Jr. And it was one of the most infamous days in White House history because multiple historical things happened on that day in that historic house. You see, that was the last day of the Clinton administration. A couple big things went down in the last 24 hours. While I was in the White House that day, something really interesting happened. It was the end of the Ken Starr investigation into President Clinton, the end of the perjury charges, the Lewinsky charges, all of that stuff happened, and it ended right there when I was in the building. President Clinton, and this is CNN reporting, will leave the office free of the prospect of criminal charges after he admitted Friday that he had knowingly gave misleading testimony about his affair with Monica Lewinsky in a 1998 lawsuit. On that same day, as the General Accounting Office, an investigative arm of Congress, reported, quote, damage, theft, graffiti, vandalism, and pranks did occur in the White House complex in the presidential transition from Bill Clinton to George W. Bush. Damage also included, and it goes on to naming computers and some other things. But I think you may recall that in that transition, the Clinton administration pried W's off of the keyboards. And the important business takeaway here is, you know, it's not who did what, but how you should really want to be remembered as a professional. You know, my recommendation for you, and it's the same for me, and it's the one that I live by, even when I have to leave a job or had to leave a job under terms that didn't feel really particularly fabulous. But my recommendation is always go out with the same class and professionalism that you displayed while you were working there. It will be interesting to watch another transition of power happening on January 20th, just, you know, a week, couple weeks down the road, to see how people want to be remembered as you go out onto new jobs and new opportunities. Be very conscious, because we all do business with people we have relationships with. And one person you worked with at this job may be the person that hires you at the next job. All right, I'm really close to having an Apple harmonic convergence. Do you know what that is? That's when all of a sudden you realize that you have all of the latest generations of brand new Apple products. And then you realize you need to buy a whole new bag of dongles to make all of your products work, which reminds me of this hilarious video of this Hispanic man explaining why Apple has absolutely lost their minds. If you want a good laugh, go to the show notes page, wirebuzz.com/55. It had me in stitches. Look, the video of my live onstage session at Viewtopia just went live. Viewtopia explains it this way. They said it's no secret that video consumption is exploding on social media, but what does it really mean for B2B brands, and what do you need to consider when developing a video strategy, right? Well, join Todd Hartley, the host of Video Marketing Mastery. Woo-woo, you and me, right? We listen to this podcast. You're a part of it too. And join Todd for an interactive discussion with video strategy and social media leaders at Salesforce on how video is transforming social and what today's brands need to consider when developing their video strategy. It's a really smart, interesting conversation that I had with the rock stars at Salesforce. And to get access to that video, again, go to the show notes page, wirebuzz.com/55. And to close out 2016, Wirebuzz cranked out 1,016 videos for our clients. Yep, in 2016. Pretty cool, right? So in this episode, to help me explain, I'm going to be joined by several members of the Wirebuzz team. We got a whole office full of video marketing rock stars. And you're going to hear from Marcus Krieg, who leads our strategy team. The big nerd is going to be joining us. Strons Vanderplug, fresh off of 2 full weeks of filming all over the country and cutting video on Southwest Airlines in a window seat. We're going to have a photo of Strons on wirebuzz.com/55. That's the show notes page. And you'll get to see him as he's cutting and traveling at the same time. We're also going to be joined by Jason Fair, our director of content. Our content promotion guru, Christina Romero, will be with us. Colin Noonan and Amanda Melindo, both certified inbound marketers and copywriters here, will be giving you their big trends for 2017 that you absolutely can't miss. And even yours truly, you guessed it, I've got some really powerful tips to advance your business. It'll come up in this episode. And make sure you get to hear, we have one surprise bonus trend that internally we consider to be a flop. You should know about it. It's gonna floor you. You should know about it so you can steer your business clear of something that might be too trendy but not relevant for your business. Number 11, engaging videos are going to rise to the top. Strons, why is this important for people to know?
So there have been some big changes going on with YouTube specifically, but just in general, engagement is such an important factor when you're thinking about producing videos and even people consuming video content. Engagement is one of the most important things to focus on. You want to make sure people are making it through the video from beginning to end, and then having some kind of call to action or engagement with the video, whether it's a like, a comment, a share, some kind of interaction with that video is going to be really valuable.
So it's no longer about just creating videos. You have to be conscious about how valuable that video is, and then encourage your audience to engage with that video because it gives off the right signals to YouTube that video is valuable.
Yeah, this is really important in modern YouTube, especially going into 2017, because YouTube has kind of changed their algorithm a little bit to not as much focus on views, that still is important, but also the engagement users are having with that video content. This is also really relevant for Facebook video, which is also going to just keep growing into 2017.
So one of the things that I see really smart video marketers do at the end of their video is they say, hey, if you want to continue on this conversation, leave your comments below. I will follow up with each and every one of you. And they use it as an opportunity to move the conversation from that video itself into the comments. So they're sending the right signals to YouTube.
Yeah. And it's about getting people to watch the content, which is hopefully everyone's goal, is to make it from beginning to end, and offering something of value that people want to engage with is incredibly important.
Number 12, longer videos are going to become more valuable, but only if you do them well. So let's talk about this with Marcus, who's in the studio with me. YouTube videos, now they kind of need to be a little bit longer. They need to be higher engaging, right? How does this play into a 2017 trend and a YouTube necessity?
Well, and I would even say not just YouTube. On YouTube, absolutely a necessity, right? And you have all these people out there talking about, oh, you need to have short videos so more people go to your call to action. Well, in copywriting, there's been this trend that your copy can never be too long. It can only be too boring. And that's been circulated for a long time because it's true. The people want a lot of information. A large percentage of people who are buyers are analytical thinkers. They want to know all the facts. We talked earlier about people wanting a self-service sales process. They don't want to have to talk to your sales team. So that means there's a lot of information to deliver. So if you deliver it well in an engaging way, then you can hold people's attention for a long time. If you earn someone's attention in the first 15 seconds of a video, you've basically got them for 3 minutes. If you've maintained their attention, you could potentially get them 5, 7, 8 minutes. Now, the first place we're seeing this trend take off is on YouTube. YouTube creators are creating very good videos. Some of them are 8, 10, 12, 15 minutes long. And those videos are the ones that are tending to climb up the search rankings. YouTube is, in fact, giving a algorithmic benefit to the longer videos as long as people stick around. If you have a 10-minute video that people watch 50% of, and you have a 5-minute video that people watch 50% of, engagement percent is the same, but people are sticking around far longer, that's a strong engagement signal inside the YouTube algorithm. So on YouTube, we're definitely seeing that. It's happening very quickly. But like, consider webinars. There's a reason why webinars are one of the most effective forms of content for converting people into customers, in particular with high ticket items, right? Things that are, there's more friction to a purchase. Longer videos are going to do better in those environments. Now, this is generally going to be your how-to helpful information is going to be better long. People would rather have all the steps and all the detail. You're also going to see this more in sales process and courses. But the key, as you mentioned earlier, is it has to be good. You have to maintain people's attention. You have to keep things moving. Using your editing techniques, using good lighting, having good audio, those are things that you have to do just to earn attention a little bit. But then you have to be entertaining a little bit. Infotainment is an important part of this process. And then considering like open loops, creating these little moments where you're foreshadowing information that you're going to deliver, but not delivering it quite yet, so that people stay curious and you're able to pull them through those longer videos.
Well, it sure is interesting. Our industry has always been be short and succinct and compelling. But as competition increases, you want to increase your time on page, which would be a primary ranking factor. And a great way to do that is to create really powerful, high engaging, high information, long form video.
Absolutely. But our rule of thumb that we've been saying all along, still true. Your video should be as long as it needs to be to deliver a compelling message and not a second longer. So again, we need to make sure that it keeps moving. You don't just create a long video just to create one. But you also shouldn't be sacrificing important content, whether it's how-to or sales content, just for the sake of keeping it short.
Number 13, storytelling is king. Marcus, the power of telling a story brings people through the journey to the end, right? From A to Z, it's going to become more important in 2017.
Well, absolutely. I mean, we've already talked about why engaging videos are so critical, why longer videos are important. Well, in order to keep people engaged, to keep people interested, we need to use the most powerful communication tool known to man. And that tool, I'd like to say, is video, but it's not. It's storytelling. Storytelling has been and always will be the most powerful way to communicate an idea. Now, there's lots of different types of stories. There's metaphors. There's analogies. You can actually tell what we would think of as a story. You're going to see more character animations like the one we did for Redirect Health. It's a situation now where the more you can tell a story in the context of communicating your brand message, the more effective you're going to be at holding people's attention, at creating emotion, right? Because storytelling is one of the things that sparks emotion in people, right? And the beauty of it is, you know, we think that storytelling is hard, but really storytelling is fairly formulaic. I mean, you watch a movie, they're all kind of the same 8 movies told with different characters. And so if you study storytelling just a little bit, you'll be able to create videos that are much more effective, much more engaging, and then you're going to get a lot more bigger benefits, a lot more bang for your buck. And also, you're going to start building a better brand identity. People love stories.
The number 14 biggest video marketing trend for 2017 is marketers are going to customize their videos for each platform that they're on. Now, understanding in a past interview I did with Salesforce.com about their video marketing strategy, using what they say in that episode is really important. Salesforce they take one piece of original content and they edit it differently for Facebook, which should be a little bit shorter. They're going to put the words on screen. It's going to autoplay, right? They're going to create a slightly different, longer version for YouTube. And they're going to do a 7-second or an 8-second video that's going to go on Snapchat, right? All from the same original content. So start customizing what you're producing, what you're exporting, and then what you're uploading. And what you'll discover is you'll get better results to your audience. Number 15, Facebook's app will put video first in 2017. I think this is a great trend to be aware of. The big Zuck, Mark Zuckerberg, has already said Facebook's going to be video first. Christina's with me to talk about this trend. Why should we keep it on our radar for 2017?
It's very exciting news because Facebook has actually put video in the forefront. And not only that, they've been focusing on Facebook Live. The tab is designed to get people to broadcast more and also to watch more. You can now broadcast privately too. That's one exciting thing to your group.
So you can have a company Facebook group that you would do a Facebook Live event as a training session and have your team that could be all over the world check in, learn, and check out. And it costs you virtually nothing.
Exactly. That's a chance for them to practice it out, see if it works for them, and broadcast it to the world.
All right. So let's talk about some use case business applications for using video on a Facebook platform that is video first. That was so hard to say. I know that in one of our last episodes we did about how to live stream for your business, but there's some valuable use cases that we're already seeing with clients of how they're using Facebook. Share a couple with me.
Sometimes clients, they actually present some of their data. Let's say you're, you know, a health company. That's a perfect opportunity for people that can't make the conference to actually see the presentation. That's a perfect opportunity for them to actually watch it just live from their mobile device.
And maybe only 10% of the industry actually gets to the convention center, right?
Yes.
So true. That's a way for you to engage, convince, and convert those people that are still at home. They're just as valuable.
Exactly.
And maybe they're more valuable because they are actually looking for information online about the conference, and you can get into that mm-hmm. realm, right?
Definitely. It's also, there's a sign that's showing how hard Facebook is pushing it live. They're actually now paying people to publish a certain number of live videos so it can be the norm. And I think right now is a perfect time for you to take advantage of Facebook Live, because now they ping all of your users. But who's to say that that's going to go away at any moment?
Now, just to clarify, so people understand what you're talking about, when they ping all of your followers, they're providing notification when you go live.
Yes.
And also you'll find it on demand inside of the newsfeed.
Exactly.
Really smart. And if you just post regular mm-hmm. information on Facebook, maybe 3%, maybe 5% of your followers will get to see it. But this is the only time in Facebook's algorithm where 100% of your followers will see your video. Number 16, it's going to become far more common that people create videos that are designed to be played without sound. Amanda, talk to me about this developing trend.
Yeah, silent film is making a comeback. Facebook's silent autoplay is everywhere. You go on your feed and that's all you'll see sometimes.
I mean, Facebook's the real reason why, right?
Exactly. Yeah, it is thanks to Facebook. 85% of Facebook video views are watched without sound.
That's because they're scrolling through their phone, right? They're sitting in a doctor's waiting room, or they're at a red light, or they're on the mm-hmm. train, and they're scrolling through. They see it without sound. What's the recommendation for somebody who has a video that has no sound?
Yeah, well, the easy answer is you need to get subtitles for your videos. But if you are in the production phase, try to represent your message visually with graphics and things that are going to pop out, because even now, those subtitles are getting lost in translation. People are overlooking them because they're so used to being catered to with, you know, exciting animations and graphics that they want to pay attention to.
Awesome. Tasty does this on Facebook better than anybody. It's a great example. Go look at some Tasty videos. The last thing, Amanda, my sister said to me, I much prefer to read your subtitles than to hear you.
That's great.
Right? Big Facebook
gotta
trend.
Family.
Use videos without sound. Add the words. You'll get great results. Number 17, live video spreads everywhere. Amanda, I'm seeing it. It's everybody is using live platforms. How does this develop as a trend for 2017?
Yep. Not only, you know, in 2016, not only did Facebook really popularize live, but YouTube also saw an 80% increase in their live video views. And they've had live video since 2008. So it is taking off like crazy. And Facebook Live just launched their 360 Live, which is really cool. If you haven't seen it, it's amazing. It looks really great. And now it seems like almost every major social media site has their own version of live. Instagram just launched their version, which is really unique in that you can only see a live stream while it is live, which, you know, it doesn't seem like it would be that. It wouldn't make sense, you know, to shoot.
You'd want some people to see it on demand.
So the really great thing about the Instagram live feature is that they have basically a curated catalog for their users to explore live videos that are happening currently. So it's great for discovery and for exposure because it can be seen by anyone, you know, if anyone that has appropriate interest to what you're showing live.
And they're giving you advanced placement mm-hmm. right? In many cases, like on Facebook. You're getting notified that somebody is live, any one of your followers, and they're up on top of your feed. Really smart video marketing trend for 2017.
Right. And one more thing, if you haven't seen, Twitter just launched their live. So instead of, you know, they own Periscope, but now they're kind of bringing those two apps together, and your live streaming from Twitter will actually be both delivered to the users of Twitter and to Periscope. So you get double the audience.
All right, the number 18 most important video marketing trend of 2017 are how-to helpful videos, okay? Maybe you've seen them online. They're like a step-by-step how to do something, right? Where the company is being helpful. They're providing information. They're showing their target customer how to do something that they may not already know how to do. It's great. It positions your brand as a thought leader, but it also gives you the opportunity to teach. And when you teach, people already look at you as the authority, and people do business with authorities and thought leaders at significantly higher levels. Tasty on Facebook is probably the best example that you can learn from. A tasty video will show you how to make some tasty treats, what ingredients and when they go in, how to put them in the mixer, right? When it goes into the oven and when it comes into the oven, how to dice it up and wrap it with a nice little bow on top. Boom. That is a great how-to helpful video. Wirebuzz created one. It'll be on the show notes page. And on the show notes page, you'll get to see our 6 steps to a very successful video project, right? Each of those steps are important because as you start to look at it, you think, hey, those guys really know what they're doing. And so by showing people something helpful, they automatically look at you as being an authority. That's why it's important for this to be a trend you know about in 2017. The number 19 most important video marketing trend for 2017 is video is going to start to play a major role in PR outreach. When something great happens for your company and you want to get the word out, you should be creating a video about it. If your thought leader is on the Today Show or you've got new data that comes out, create a video, use it in your PR, in your outreach, start sharing it. This was a trend that got started early on in the video marketing cycle as it started to happen online, but it's become more and more important as people start to recognize that nobody reads anymore. So if you want to get information out about really smart things that are happening inside of your company, use the PR opportunity, create a video, and push it out and share your message. Number 20, video inside of emails is going to take off like nobody's ever seen before. But what you want to be doing is video thumbnail images that looks like a play button. It looks like a video. It's got a play button in the center that screams, take a break of whatever you're doing and watch this video. They get significantly better results than just a traditional email or a link for people to click on to go see it. An example is when Wirebuzz puts out an email blast to our audience, we notice that we can get 3 times the click-through rate just by adding a thumbnail with a play button in the center that's linked to the landing page. So we've optimized the way our email audience engages with our information and then comes back to our website. You should start doing that in 2017. It's a very valuable tactic. Number 21, crisis management and video. In 2017, this is going to be one of the smartest uses of video. We've all seen when you put somebody in a crisis management situation in front of a camera, or they go to 2020 to apologize, that the questions that are asked don't always paint them in the best light possible. But now that there's new media, right? Now there's social media and you've got email and a company website. Instead, what you should be doing and what businesses in 2017 are going to get very good at is insulating their brand from a sucker punch from a reporter or a body blow. Instead, what they're going to do is they're going to write their script. They're going to put it in a teleprompter. They're going to put their thought leader in front of a camera or their person that screwed up. And that person is going to explain directly into the eyes of the audience on social media or their website or their email blasts. And what you're going to find is brands are going to be insulated. I look at it like the Heisman Trophy. It's like this, right? This is your business's brand, and this is how you protect from the media or anybody that wants to take you off message or make you look bad. Insulate your brand in 2017. Give the media a Heisman, create a video, push it out, and then wash your hands from the story and move on. All right. Well, this one is not a trend at all. We think it's not a flop, but it's not evolving quick enough to be honored as a trend for 2017. Virtual reality, augmented reality, and 360 video will find niche uses, but will not become trends. Joining me is Marcus and Jason to talk about this.
All right. So one of the things that we're seeing a lot of video marketers and technologists talking about right now is virtual reality, augmented reality, and 360 video. And it's one of those things where it's cool enough when it's just getting started for people to think, well, gee, this is going to be a trend. Obviously, it has to be, right? But you need to consider that the factors that are at play, right? Pokemon Go comes out. This is an example of augmented reality. And when Pokemon Go came out, it got like, 100 million users right away. But then what happened once the novelty wore off? It worked for like 3 weeks, 4 weeks maybe, and then usage dropped off dramatically. It just wasn't cool enough to be a trend. It was Pokemon.
Right.
Right?
Right. Marcus, I agree 100%. And I think in niche situations, it makes a lot of sense for VR. I know I've read a couple of situations where, specifically in the health space, PTSD patients mm-hmm. have been using VR to distract them. You know, obviously they've got different cases, different scenarios that they're dealing with. This is one of the treatment plans mm-hmm. that obviously has been effective in that niche market. Another health-related example is burn victims. Mm-hmm. So again, another way to distract them, use VR. Again, very niche, small patients, but it's at the same time, it's for that case, those scenarios, it's an effective way to use VR. I'm a big sports fan. I know you're a huge sports fan as well. We geek out on fantasy football. Mm-hmm. One of the sports examples, I know Carson Palmer, quarterback for the Cardinals, tore his ACL, I think 2 years ago. And so to give him that game experience, he was using VR as a way to kind of still be like in that game mentality.
Have we not talked about one of our new clients who actually is, they're making VR for training athletes?
No, we have not.
they're creating a membership program and we're going to help them make those videos. And then they're going to send out headsets to people who have memberships to this program. This is going to be coaches. It's going to be athletes. Sweet. And they're going to be able to put these headsets on and actually practice with professionals at home.
Nice.
Which is an opportunity that obviously that most athletes would never have.
Right.
You know, you can't just get access to professional coaches. But in this right. in this context, it makes a lot of sense.
Yep.
Now let's talk about 360 video. With 360 video, YouTube ran an ad test with Columbia right. Sportswear.
Right.
And in that test, they said, hey, the 360 videos got more click-throughs through to the website, so the ad was more effective.
Sure.
Except the standard audience retention rates, you know, like the percentage of the video people watched, those types of metrics were all down, but people were sharing it a lot and people
sure.
were clicking through to watch a longer version of that video.
Right.
But now let's talk about how they just stacked the deck when they ran that ad. They just rolled out 360 video. So it had novelty, right?
Right? People, absolutely.
And then it wasn't a click through for a product. It was click through to watch the longer version of a video, which also taps into novelty. Other people aren't allowed to share their YouTube ad data. So YouTube effectively was the only voice on whether or not this was effective. But think about the user experience, right? One of the biggest advantages of video is that you're able to put people on railroad tracks and you're able to lead the story. You're able to pull people through a very specific sequence of shots designed to capture emotion, a very specific message designed to overcome objections and be persuasive. But then in 360 video, you're kind of clicking and dragging around on the screen.
Right.
You lose control of that message. And then let's talk about lighting, right?
Right.
How do you have lighting for a 360 video? Well, with the YouTube ad test, they used a snowboarder on a mountain where lighting is obviously not a problem.
Problem, right.
And so, you know, all these people are talking about these things as trends, but I feel like maybe 30 years, 20 years, we might be able to figure out how to solve some of these problems. But today, outside of these niche uses, probably not a trend.
Right. I couldn't agree with you more, Marcus. I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, they're trying to make it mainstream. They're trying to make it cool. But, you know, if for certain niche applications, it's 100% makes sense. But I think long term, we'll see if it proves out or not.
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, some of the guys from Rockstar Games, the people who make what is that? They're running around in town. Grand Theft Auto, the Grand Theft Auto games,
right,
Rockstar,
right? Yep.
Right? They're into the idea of virtual reality. They think that being able to put on a headset and run around town ripping off cars and stuff, that would be really cool. It would be one of the most cool situations you could imagine for VR is that specific gaming platform.
Right.
And what are they saying? They're saying maybe in 20 years. The graphics aren't good enough. The software development costs are too high. The headsets are too expensive. You know, to be able to make something like that work, you'd have to charge people $2,000 a head.
Right.
And so they're saying, yeah, it's so cool and technologically possible. But when will it be commercially viable for anyone other than hardcore gamers? Pretty far off.
Yeah. And we were talking about it yesterday. It's one of those things where it's not like you go in, go get your phone, you're getting your phone upgraded and you're like, no, I want the VR headset too. It's not like one of those things where you have to have it.
Right.
You know, most consumers nowadays don't even know what it is. Mm-hmm. So yeah, for it to be, you know, consumer driven 20 years. And like you said, maybe.
You're right.
Yeah.
Hey, if you want to get access to the show notes for this episode, just go to wirebuzz.com/55. An easy way to remember number 55 if you're like me and you're a former Los Angelino, maybe you grew up in Southern California. Number 55 was rocked by the late, great NFL Hall of Famer Junior Seau. wirebuzz.com/55. If you like this podcast, if we're providing you really helpful information that's making you a smarter marketer, all you have to do is subscribe to get each and every one of our episodes. And you could subscribe at Stitcher, Google Play, or iTunes, and leave me a really honest rating and review. It's, well, secretly, that's how I perfect my process. I read what you say, I learn, I become a better marketer, so I can bring you more valuable information going forward. And the team here at Wirebuzz, those that are providing really smart trends, will continue to do what we always do on this podcast. Each and every day, look for really important video marketing news that you absolutely need to know. So when you sit down at the conference table with your boss, you, in that room, are a video marketing master.